Good morning. It's December 21st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is Do You Hear What I Hear? By Manny Heitz. Today's title is Peace. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. Mother Teresa, Nobel Peace Prize, 1979. Have you ever walked in new-fallen snow at the top of a mountain? Not the very top, maybe, but just below the tree line, on a cold, sunny day. The incredibly blue sky in every direction, the snow blowing gently like smoke off the top of the drifts, the light wind just enough to make the tops of the pines move. It's not completely silent. The snow crunches quietly under your feet, and the wind is just audible at the tops of the trees. As the sun climbs higher, pieces of snow drop from the trees as the midday melt begins. There are rabbit tracks all around the edge of the tree line, and other tracks too, ones not so easy to identify. The only sounds are those made by the breeze moving in the tops of the spruce and the soft crunch of your boots in the powder. There's only one word to describe this sensation. Peace. What is peace? Is it the absence of conflict, whether outside of yourself or inside? Is it maybe the absence of distraction instead? The presence of silence? Is it the absence of public disturbance? Maybe it's really forgiveness. Forgiving those that have wronged you, and most of all, forgiving yourself for the wrong you know you have done. Is it a relationship with no enmity between persons or nations? Perhaps calm is the synonym for which we are searching. The Apostle John quotes Jesus as saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." John 14:27. Christ doesn't simply mean peace as a greeting like shalom, common for first century Jews. Instead, he means that his crucifixion would leave his disciples with the peace of God, Romans 5:1. Because their sins were forgiven. The peace of God would then guard their lives, Philippians 4:7. The fear of the future and eventual death does not exist for his followers, and they are thus untroubled, John 11:33, 13:21, and 14:1. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. So peace is at least the opposite of tribulation, or misery and affliction, and Christ promises it to his followers, but not necessarily in this world, but the one to come. The Apostle Paul gives a benediction to the Thessalonians. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way, 2 Thessalonians 3:16, ESV. Peace here would seem to mean contentment in all circumstances, and clearly it applies to this earthly life. To the Romans, he writes, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." Romans 12:18 ESV. Clearly, this means without conflict or contention. But that walk in the snow is what always comes to mind for me, and that's why the image of shepherds in a snow-covered field watching over their flocks under a starlit sky seems peaceful to me. Gabriel and a heavenly host appear, undoubtedly lighting up that sky like fireworks, and understandably the shepherds are terrified. What do Gabriel and the heavenly host say to them? "Do not be afraid, for behold, I give you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." Luke 2:14, NIV. The Greek, irene, when used by one speaking for God or the Messiah, means the way that leads to salvation. Tranquility of the soul comes when assured of salvation through Christ Jesus, such that one is content with his earthly lot, no matter what that might be, holding to the hope of eternity with the Father after this life is through. I quoted Richard Carlson in the past, and I'll do it again. For the follower of Christ, no matter how bad it gets day to day, we don't sweat the small stuff, because we know, compared to the promise of eternity, it really is all small stuff. Truly believing that brings peace, just like that quiet walk through the mountain snow. That's the gift of Christmas. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let Christmas lights remind us that with the birth of the light of the world comes the peace that passes all understanding, the calm state of assurance in what the future holds for those who believe. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.